היי חברים, אני החלטתי לעשות ניסוי בעצמי פה בבית כדי לבדוק את טענת התולעים השחורות הכסופות שראיתי כמה וכמה פעמים שמתקיפות שיש אותם על מטושים ועל מסכות. אז לקחתי מסכה שלי מהבית, חדשה, היא הייתה ישרה לחלוטין, ואחרי חיפוש, אני עושה לכם פשוט תקציר, מצאתי את הזוועות העולם האלה. כל אחד יכול לנסות את זה בבית, כנראה שיש את זה לכל אחד בתוך הזה. אנחנו שמים כוס עם מים חמים, רותחים, עליה מלבישים את המסכה, תכף אני אראה לכם, ואז מתחילים עם הזום של הוידאו להגדיל. תראי, היא ממש זזה, היא ממש רוקדת מהחום, חם לה, בת זונה. ופשוט מתחילים לחפש את הפסים השחורים. כשאתם מוצאים פס שחור, אתם פשוט מתמקדים עליו, ואתם רואים אותו מתחיל לחיות, לקח לה איזה 5 או 6 דקות עד שהתחילה לזוז. אתם יכולים לראות שזה ממש יצור חי, מיקרוסקופי, אתם לא תראו את זה. הזוועות עולם האלה, זה מה שאנחנו שמים על הפה שלנו ועל האף שלנו, זה מה שאנחנו נושמים. אז אני חושבת שזה כבר אומר הכל לגבי הכוונות הטובות של יצורי האופל של העולם הזה. ומה שמנסים באמת לעשות לנו, עוד לא דיברנו, לא נדבר עכשיו על החיסול שאתם מזריקים, אבל זה מה שאתם נושמים, זה מה שאתם נושמים. יש פה עוד אחת, פה אתם יכולים לראות בצד פה עוד אחת שהיא גם מתחילה לזוז, יותר קטנה, הנה עוד אחת זזה לה, ראיתם? אחת קטנה, תינוקת. רגע. קטנה, תינוקת. גם היא זזה. אתם רואים שהיא זזה? אומייגוד, זו תינוקת. בוא נראה מה עוד יש כאן. הכל מלא בתולעים קטנות, שחורות ומגעילות, שפשוט נכנסות לנו לתוך הגוף, אנחנו נושמים אותם. הנה עוד. עוד 2, 3. הנה זה זז. פה בצד הגדולה. משיכה להתפתל, 2 הקטנות כאן. טוב, זוועות עולם, זוועות עולם.
וואו. וואו. איזה תולעת. אני יכולה לדבר?
רגע.
שמה זה במים. זה בתוך הטמבון. ועל תחבושת.
תחבושת.
זה יצא מהתחבושת.
של תוצרת איטליה.
הנה, תוצרת איטליה של לייף.
את זה מטמפקס.
עכשיו תראו מה מצאנו על המסכה. פה שערה קטנה שחורה כזאת, ויש עוד הרבה מלא מסביב שלא כל כך רואים אותם. זה ספציפית ממש רואים, אז היא תובה לצילום. אז אנחנו רוצים להדגים לכם, הנה יש פה עוד אחד בצד. אנחנו רוצים להדגים לכם איך אנחנו לוקחים את הדבר הזה, את המסכה, שמים את זה בתוך מים חמים, ואתם תראו איך הדבר הזה מתחיל פשוט לזוז.
פה גם, פה גם, הנה.
יש פה מלא מלא קטנים.
מלא.
הנה. עכשיו זה לא סתם חוטים, כן? זה נראה כמו חוט רגיל, אבל אנחנו עכשיו נראה לכם בדיוק מה זה. חברים, הוצאנו חוט מרגולנס מהמסכות. שימו לב איך שזה זז. זה חי. זה בתוך המסכות שלנו. טוב, הוצאנו את זה מהמסכה. שמנו קצת מים חמים. מים רותחים. וזה מה שיצא משם. שמנו זכוכית מגדלת. שימו לב שהראש הזה זז. בתוך המסכות האלה הכחולות.
Okay, thank you. And I'm best out.
Ancunude Totica de Baikal Άρχισε να κουνιέται. Τι να κουνιέται, να κουνιούνται άρχισαν. Κουνιούνται. Το βλέπεις?
Μάνα μου! Περιμένε τώρα. Να δούμε τι θα κάνει. Κοίτα αυτό πρώτο που κουνείται. Κοίτα, κοίτα τι κάνει. Τρελαίνομαι. Όχι.
Εγώ το βλέπω. Εγώ το βλέπω.
Βάλ το κάπου να δει κόσμος.
Αυτά μας βάζουν να βάζουμε στο στόμα.
Και καθένας μπορεί να το κάνει μόνος του να δει.
Ναι. Με μια κάμερα, zoom. Έτσι φαίνεται τίποτα, βλέπεις?
Ναι, ναι, κοίτα. Κοίτα τώρα. Ο χαμός.
Κοίτα, 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 κοίτα.
Δεν το πιστεύω.
spotting of these little black strands that move on their own. How creepy is this? This time under a mask. And this appears to be from a second source. We already saw this before with a lab test swab. This looks like it's a brand new mask that's being opened up and put under a microscope. And you can see, just like we saw before on the test swabs, these weird black strands that seem to have a life of their own, making movements. Just absolutely horrifying. This was posted on the Julian Media House TikTok account. And here's the footage from the last video, full link down below. They pulled it out and put it under a microscope, and there's all these little black strands that moved towards heat and reacted with water. And now we have here with the masks a similar observation made by apparently a secondary source. So let me play all the clips. Just absolutely horrifying. So why are there all these little black strands that move around on both the masks and the testing swabs? This reeks of an agenda. An evil one. So as you can see, these moving threads or parasites or whatever these things are very similar from the mask to the swabs. Please let me know in the comments down below or email me at timtruth@protonmail.com if anybody has any information about what these are.
ואז הגעתי למטוש שיצא מהחבילה הירוקה, שהוא היה מעניין יותר מהאחרים. אז שוב, כמו שאפשר לראות, הוא מסומן בשחור במרכז המקל, והמבחנה שלו כמובן אומרת C19. אז על התחלה אנחנו כבר יכולים לראות שהצמר נראה מאוד מאוד שונה משאר המטושים. זה כבר לא נראה כמו סיבים שדבוקים אחד לשני או מפוזרים ברנדומליות, זה כבר ממש נראה כמו צורות. יש פה צורות שאני יודע לזהות. מה שאני מזהה מבין הצורות זה כל מיני מחומשים ונשושים כאלה ושלל צורות סימטריות. אני מניח שזה עשוי מאיזשהו סיליקון שעוטף איזשהו, לא יודע איך לקרוא לזה, החומר השחור שנמצא בתוך הציפוי. אולי זה מתכת, אולי זה פלסטיק, אולי זה עוד סוג של סיליקון כהה ושחור, אני לא יודע בדיוק. אבל זה בהחלט שונה, ועולה גם התהייה למה שהמטוש הזה יהיה שונה מחבריו, במה הוא מיוחד. ושוב, גם מה התפקיד של הסיליקון הזה, כמו גם מה התפקיד של החומר השחור, הסיבים האלה, הקווים האלה שמחוברים יחדיו אחד לשני, במה הם שונים משאר המטושים האחרים.
Into your blood-brain barrier without bothering to use that pocket device to research if that action is harmful or beneficial to you. Nescience is not your fault. Ignorance is your fault. So let's start paying attention. This is important information. This rice-sized microchipping propaganda is old-school conspiracy theory rhetoric to throw you off from researching where technology is really at today. We are now in the era of nanodust, nanoparticles, smart dust, and the fusing of technology and human biology, known as synthetic biology. The UK.gov website sums this up like this. The fourth industrial revolution is of a scale, speed, and complexity that is unprecedented. it is characterized by a fusion of technologies such as artificial intelligence, human gene editing, and advanced robotics that is, quote, blurring the line between the physical, digital, and biological worlds, unquote. Hitachi makes a nanochip that is only 1/7 of 1 millimeter squared in size. It has GPS capability, sometimes called smart dust, as they can be sprayed on us, absorbed in the sweat pores of the skin, taken in foods, drinks, injected, and also inserted through the nasal passage with a cotton swab. They have a two-axis magnetic sensor to track direction. Remember that magnetism. An accelerometer to track speed, light intensity sensor, humidity sensor, pressure sensor, even a temperature sensor, and can transmit wireless to the smart grid, Internet of Things, and the cloud. Literally, hooking up its human biological host to the smart grid tracking system, like a walking, breathing smartphone. John Hopkins University received $870 million from the Gates Foundation and has developed a version of smart dust called a Theragripper. There are dozens of them on this swab, inspired by a parasitic worm that digs its sharp teeth into the host's intestines or blood-brain barrier, can latch onto intestinal mucosa and release drugs, poisons, or even smart dust into the human body. Let's get one thing perfectly clear here. The word virus comes from the Latin virus, meaning poison, poisonous fluid, poisonous. We might also call this a foreign toxin or toxic substance. An antigen is a foreign, non-self substance that includes toxins, meaning poisons, bacteria, foreign blood cells, any substance as a toxin or enzyme. In other words, an antigen is a virus, a foreign poison that has no business being in your body's interstitial fluids. What kind of ignorance and ludicrous Dark Ages insanity does it take to believe that injecting 72 foreign antigens, meaning toxins, meaning poisons, meaning viruses, into your body is the best way to protect your body from just one foreign antigen, meaning toxin, meaning poison, meaning virus? Why would your body not be able to handle just one poison unless you poisoned it with that one plus 71 other poisons as well? But I digress. Back to the tests. Eleven years ago, 2009, nanoparticles for nasal vaccination. The great interest in mucosal nasal vaccine delivery arises from the fact that mucosal surfaces represent the major site of entry for many pathogens. This is false. It is the exit point for your body to excrete poisons enveloped in mucus safely. That's why you have a runny nose during your winter cold and flu detoxification, meaning seasonal antigen or poison removal cycles of your toxic body. Nasal delivery is especially attractive for inserting poisonous antigens into your body, as the nasal epithelium is characterized by relatively high permeability. The use of nanocarriers provides a suitable way for the nasal delivery of antigenic molecules, meaning a fast way to poison your interstitial fluids directly up your nose. Then we have the DARPA hydrogel biosensor and implantable nanochip that appears to be slated for the upcoming COVID vaccines that the U.S. Department of Defense and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have partnered with Profusa, a Silicon Valley company, to manufacture. But hydrogel nanoparticles and nanocomposites have already been researched for nasal drug or vaccine delivery, not just injectable vaccines. Hydrogel nano systems have mucoadhesive properties, meaning they stick to your boogers and mucous membranes longer in order to maximize the residence time and hence increase the period of contact with the nasal mucosa and enhance the poison antigen or smart dust absorption into your body. Another study speaks about the development of intranasal, oral, topical, pulmonary, and rectal vaccines, but found the nasal route offers the most promising opportunity for vaccine administration of adjuvants, meaning poisons, mucoadhesives, smart dust particulate delivery systems, virus-like particles, meaning more poisons, getting around vaccine regulatory authorities, and issues for effective antigen or poison retention periods that enables its interaction with the lymphatic system. So the billion-dollar question, are we being tested or vaccinated and nano-chipped without consent?
I wanted to show you guys something. I got a couple tests, a couple COVID tests from a friend, and I wanted to break them down and see what was in these COVID tests. What were they really doing in these COVID tests? Do you see the COVID test says tip wrapped with traditional fiber? Well, this fiber that's on here is the same fiber that comes out of my body. These are nanoparticles. I'm going to show you up close. Do you see that silver? That's a silver color. There we go. See how that's silver? There's a regular cute cotton Q-tip. That one's white. But this swab right here is a legit COVID test. And I broke it down. And these are the same particles that come out of my body. These are nanoparticles. These particles are alive and they move. I just broke it down here. Michael, hold this right here. That's the silver fiber. That's what's the COVID Q-tip. It's shiny, it's silver, and they're alive. Do you see that, people? Do you see them silver particles? That's all this. That's this. Right here, they don't even want to let go. That's not cotton. This is cotton. This is the COVID. This is a regular Q-tip. See, the regular Q-tip, it's not shiny at all. It's white. Put it next to that. You see the difference in material? One's shiny, one's cotton. This is cotton. Them are your nanoparticles. These are all the silver strings. You guys better leave them damn tests alone. That's what you better do. Because they're not doing chipping. Absolutely not. They're putting nanoparticles right into your head. I know this for a fact because this material, these fibers, these silver fibers right here, these come out of my body. They're called Morgellons. If you don't know what Morgellons are, go look at what Morgellons are. These are silver fibers. It's not cotton. This is what the COVID Q-tip test is. You see that one down there alive? They do their own thing. Look, he's trying to grab it. He's mad. See him? This is what they put in the head. This is their COVID test. They're putting this shit right in the brain. Close to the brain. He's mad.
Look.
See him? He's getting mad. So you guys think I'm lying? I'm showing you live. Look at him getting mad.
He ain't even breathing on it. It's fucking moving.
Oh, he got mad. You see him, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, they really are alive. Look at how they're fighting each
other.
Look
at this one. Look.
Oh, they got a link. Now let me see if I can pull them. This is the COVID test. Oh, hell
it
no.
Just wrapped
this
around that other
wild.
One.
This is so wild, y'all. I can't believe y'all let these people put these Q-tips in your guys' head. Come over here to the regular cotton.
Nothing. There's proof.
Regular cotton don't do a damn thing. It's not fighting. It's not moving. I'm putting it by. It's not doing absolutely nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Whether alive or nanomachines and nanosmart dust with magnetic properties, cotton swabs are not magnetically attracted to each other. On a COVID thread, we find this alarming claim by someone whose name I have redacted, alleging, went to do a COVID test and they handed me the swab and I took off with it. When I got home and examined it, I found this holographic optical chip on the end of the swab. I ran a pixie scan on it and sure enough, I detected TC, technetium, element 43, a radioactive transition metal with bioinfiltrator properties, including mind control and DNA direct manipulation. Holy f... This is the holographic optical chip he claims to have found. Then, a conversation ensues between people with real names I've redacted, claiming, "Wow, just as I suspected, found in a swab test kit. It is a pyrophosphate ion with TC99M, which adheres to calcium deposits. Calcium is known to be liquefied in 5G frequencies. Isotopes of technetium-99M, it binds chemically to many biologically active molecules. These properties make it suitable for many medical radioactive isotope reactions. When TC99M is combined with a tin compound, it binds to red blood cells and can therefore be used to map circulatory system disorders. And then there is a link to microscopic nanotechnology polymer fibers."
There's research prototypes now, which I assume are being used by intelligence agencies, of very small electronic circuits that you can just put in paper or put in paint or on the walls that are powered by the GSM stations. And it's intelligent evil dust scattered everywhere, like confetti in everything.
Smart dust is a combination of self-assembling nanomachines and components who are brought into the biosphere, who bioaccumulate within the human body, and assemble to working units within the human body.
For what reason?
Surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
They can parts of the system are taking the, again, it's all about light within the cell system. They take out the light from the cells exchanged between the DNA strands and turn it into an electromagnetic signal, which is detectable via satellite and ground stations. So all they need is to kind of identify your DNA fingerprint, light fingerprint, with your name, and then they can watch you 24 hours a day.
So we are a running GPS system.
Yes, yeah. Basically. This is one part. The other system, and this can touch basically all aspects of being a human creature. It goes into the emotional part, it goes into sexuality, it goes into thoughts, so you can mind control and sex control people. You don't even realize it,
yeah, that's right.
Because everything feels natural. You don't realize you are infected by the smart dust. You don't realize that somebody is influencing you because you think it's you. And suddenly you feel anger and rage and you start a revolution out of it and you don't know that it's kind of CIA starting the next color revolution. The way they talk about vaccinations and insist on putting mercury on top of the vaccines. And this is all part of this biological engineering, because not all the components can be sprayed, so they need certain other mechanisms to introduce certain components into our system to turn it into a biological environment that is accepting and growing these parts of the artificial biology that play a role in the self-assembling nanomachines. People are doing this, messing around with our mind in a way that we are not able to put together the pictures anymore.
Talked to a lot of people with Morgellons. First of all, it started to appear when chemtrails started to appear and people began to notice them. People are finding forms of technology in their bodies. And when you look at the descriptions of the world that's coming from people like Ray Kurzweil, he's talking about intelligent AI in the form of intelligent technology of the kind we're talking about. And there's even a name for it now. They call it smart dust, because of course everything today is smart, because everything smart connects to everything else called smart. That's what it is. It's the creation of a smart grid with all these different expressions of it. And this is clearly is what is coming down in chemtrails. And it's... what he's saying is that what they're going to do is infuse AI technology into the entirety of the environment. Well, how the hell are you going to do that except by dropping it from the sky? What we call Magellan sufferers are people whose bodies are rejecting it. And as the body rejects it, they're having physical symptoms, and the stuff is coming out because the human immune system is trying to eject it. The end game is not only to connect the human mind to AI, but to create a completely different human being, to create a synthetic human being. That it's coming out of projects that are run by DARPA, the technological development arm of the Pentagon, which works with organizations like the National Security Agency and the CIA to run Silicon Valley. The idea is to create a synthetic human. Now, here's the point. This synthetic human is not planned to be male or female, and it's not planned to have the ability to procreate. And this is the real reason for the explosion in transgender everywhere. Who is the biggest target of it? Children and the young. It's being done to prepare people for when they are adults to accept this no gender human. And that's what it's all a mind game. And it's unfolding in front of our eyes.
השקעות ענק לישראל, 40 מיליארד שקלים שכבר הובטח מהאמירויות, מיליארדים מהגז, ונשקיע את זה ברובוטיקה, בדור 5, באינטליגנציה מלאכותית, באנרגיה נקייה, מעל הכל, במפעלי חיסונים. אנחנו נהפוך את ישראל למעצמת חיסונים, כדי שאף פעם לא יהיה סגר נוסף.